This audio is from the weekly chat of USA Ashagan. This week, Sat joined the meeting. The quote that Farnaz Jun had sent everyone for Satsang was, "This time in which limitation has come about in the world will result in so much external pressure that we will be guided to the inner more and more. So it is an opportunity." This quote is from March 19, 2020. این آدیو از چت هفتگی عاشقان آمریکا هست. این هفته صد به گروه پیوستن. کوتی که فرناز جون فرستاده برای ستسانگ این هستش. این دورانی که محدودیت در دنیا به وجود آمده باعث می شود فشار آنقدر از بیرون زیاد باشد که فقط به داخل هدایت بشوید بیشتر و بیشتر و بیشتر. پس در این صورت یک شانس است. این از اول فروردین 1399 هستش. Unfortunately, the phone connection was very weak and therefore the quality of the audio and the recording is very poor. متاسفانه کیفیت ارتباط تلفنی خیلی ضعیف بوده و صدای ضبط شده هم کیفیت خیلی پایینی داره.
I can't say that for me it's immediate without any gap, but the pressures and the things which are like, and as in the code, the external limitations doesn't leave any room for anything except for looking for that concrete, that foundation. So that's the only thing that can save you. So, yeah, but I miss you a lot today. And it's hard not to see you or be close to you and like we had before. But thanks to you for all these opportunities, for all these ways of going back home and using all that love or that anything to get us back to something that can save us from everything which brings thoughts and
the ideas and concepts of limitation, and I'm so grateful for that. Yeah. In regards to the quote that she just read, at the end of it, it says that the external pressure that we will only be guided because of it, we will be guided by the inner more and more. So it's an opportunity. The day that you said that this is a golden opportunity, somehow it really hit me in the heart. And every time something negative happens, I immediately remember, don't miss the golden opportunity. Don't miss the golden opportunity. And another thing that happened is that this time, the stop comes a lot more effortlessly, meaning when someone talks about what's happening, and before even I attempt to stop, it seems like stop invites me. I don't know, it's right there for me to stop. It's a lot more effortless, and it's amazing.
سچا من این کوچی هست که در خاطر لیمیتیشن در اکسترنال پرشر در دیگر اونوی گایدد با در این مور این مور فور می ایس لیمی سی دیس فرست بیکاز لیمی آوه تینکن اگار بیفور آن میت یو در میزربول های میزربول آن وارد. After that, I met you, and I was so grateful, and still am. And now I see all the hard work that you did for us, all the blessing you gave us for your teachings and everything, is exactly for this moment. And right now, from morning to night, if I'm not practicing your teachings, and I will go back to that Angela Schiavelli and your mother than it was before. So I do not want to lose this opportunity. And as I say, from morning to night, I would not let that happen. I'm just practicing and practicing and practicing. And something else I was going to say. And the part itself is so much external pressure that will only be guided by the inner more and more. How clear to me to be guided by the inner more and more is to see everything more clear and be more aware. And from that being aware, I can recognize that the what it is I'm going with, or I can choose, and all those things that you teach us. So it's more clear that way.
Yeah.
And I really, really, really am grateful for you, Sajan. Thank you so much.
One thing I was going to say is the love, your love and the love that I have for you always takes me to silence. Hold me at the drama. And the love that is the look of the boy. He's teaching for Kurdos for now. It's for Kurdos for years. For every day, for every moment.
But
they were hard, but they were not hard. But now it's really a good place to check ourselves and take an inventory. And it seems like all of you, because of the outside pressure, you don't want to have the inside pressure, which is the reaction of the mind. You can only practice the inner pain and suffering. And everybody's doing such a good job of that. Sounds good. That's the remedy.
Todd says when it comes down to it, that's the remedy.
We can give hundreds and millions of beautiful and inspiring and true reasons why the world has gotten so gradually. It's not something that happened 3 weeks ago. It's been happening since at least 50 years gradually. And we can say it's because of this, and they're all right. It brings unity, all sorts of things. But it all depends on the person that receives this day. For some, it makes no difference. They'll have more fear and anxiety. And for other people want to protect themselves. I heard they want to buy guns and they become more aggressive. For some, they realize they need to give enough love. They need to go really take a good look at their selfishness and greed and all of that. For some group, they look at their anger, they look at their life, and for some, they just say, what is the purpose of this life? And they just start on their journey of something more meaningful. But for us, it's different. For us, it's a golden opportunity to finish the game altogether. Because we already are giving, we already don't have greed, we already don't have selfishness, and we've already gone through service, and It's just, and when I say opportunity, it's opportunity to really get serious about not lingering, but really understanding ourselves and our our truth. So yes, it has a lot of benefits for those that in different degrees, whichever floor of that skyscraper they are. And for us, it's more than that. It is the totality of acceptance, the totality of being, the totality of silence, the totality of understanding. It goes beyond the day-to-day problem of the world. And character. I have to be nicer. I have to have more unity. We put that behind. I hope we have, all of us. So, that's something to look forward at every moment. Yes, we get bored at times. Yes, the mind wants to reach out. These are all human things. They're not going to criticize that. But at the same time, that we're not bullying ourselves, at the same time, we appreciate it. Just appreciation is enough for the practice to happen automatically. Anyway, that's that. And it shows. I am very thrilled and happy. It shows in every one of you in your own life. And you don't need to show it to me. You see the difference. I see it in everybody's life. I mean, it's rare to find a society like this. I'm sure they are. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you're not unique. But rare. Is it snowing here, guys?
Aww.
And where I'm at, the sky is more blue than it has clouds.
Beautiful.
Everything is happening around you. Where you are is perfection.
Okay, guys, go on. Don't let me stop you.
You know, Satchuna, what is amazing the other night in one of the live streams, you said, it is what it is. Just say, it is what it is. So really, I don't have anything to do with anything except having my love and silence in my mind and my heart.
Yeah.
I can see how much resistance mind and personality like has to change. Even if there are good routines that, you know, there are still routines and there are still habits that habitual things. So and I see that resistance to the changes that come. But at the same time, I see how little drama, I mean, there is around. So I'm not going. There are issues,
yeah.
There are stuff around, but not the drama,
yeah.
Not the stories.
Exactly.
And it's
exactly.
All because of you.
Yeah, exactly. And you said it beautifully. The mind thinks, but once you take the story out of it, it's just a plain thinking. And then when you don't go with it, it's pretty much calm. Yeah.
How fortunate we are.
Yeah, we are very fortunate. I rarely ever hear one of the Ashram opening suttas, even a recent suttas. It's unbelievable. Not only they don't do it to me, they really don't. None of you really review your suitcase as much as you used to, at least.
No.
I remember sitting in a small room in somebody's shop, 2001, and talking about suitcase. And 19 years later, we forget that we even have suitcase. Or we did have once upon a time.
It's a miracle. I mean, all of these are miracles. We get used to miracles that we don't see sometimes, but it's all miracles that is happening to all of us.
Yeah.
It is. And the fact that Satchunam, it seems you prepared us for this time to take advantage of this golden opportunity for 20 years.
Yeah, but I would love to take all the credit, but I wouldn't be honest. As far as who you call Satchi the Fat, this body and my really honest to God is clueless. But I see what you're saying. You're right. Whatever that power stimulated this story with you guys in it and used this instrument, you're right. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable the accuracy and the correctness of it is proven over and over and over. Almost daily now.
And the fact that your silence is miracle.
Well, silence is, it's very powerful. Very powerful.
Is that the right
silence? That says if it's the right silence.
We have a right silence, believe me, we do.
Because I think, I trust that it's your deep silence, your totality, that guides us to be in silence.
Yeah.
To touch it easier.
Yeah. It's true. I'm not taking it personally, but it's true.
Before all of this happening, I remember that night you said that, and we recorded that I want all of you to have more silence. You're not teenagers anymore. You're grown up. You need to have more real silence.
Yeah,
and I remember that.
It's really interesting because just last night, I don't know who I told, maybe with you yesterday, I don't know when, I said, I think it was Kelly, I said, do you see for past 3 months, the talk of silence coming out much more than before, at least 3 months. And then on that day in your house, I sort of let everybody have it. Where is the people in Reno that they should look forward to come? Is Soyla there? Yes?
I don't think so. I didn't hear her.
Is Sapid and Babak on the phone?
Bad attention.
Okay. Yeah, take advantage of that. Remember this. If we don't have satsang, you will have thoughts in your silence. You won't have it for too long. This is the food. Silence is the digestion. So, whether I'm on the phone or not, whether I come to the live stream or not, you need this food in order to keep the silence going. And if you give yourself excuses, I'm telling the people that live here and those people that don't, if you allow your mind to give you excuses, please understand that a little bit, after a little bit, the world will penetrate in your consciousness. And I'm not giving you a warning. I'm giving you what exactly does happen, and you all have experienced it, including myself. So satsang is the food. The time you sit in the silence is digestion and feeding the whole body with it. That's symbolic I'm talking about. There is no other way. It's either bazaar or not. I'm sorry, I wish there was an injection or something or one word that would take everything away from people's mind. But I know how hard I worked, and I know how much it requires. And there is no escape. There is no cheating. There is no... shortcut. Actually, there is a shortcut. What makes the truth shorter is the love, the path of truth. Well, guys, I'm going to go, and I want you guys to continue having satsang. At least have it until 7.
Thank you so much, Beth.